The Nampo Agricultural Festival kicked off today. It's a Grain SA platform that enables players in the agricultural sector to network, engage in discussions and to showcase their wares, be it seeds, the latest tractors, basically anything that's relevant and marketable in the sector. This gathering is said to have started as far back as 1967. These days, it's not just a South African gathering. Players from other parts of the world also attend, especially those who believe in Africa's growth potential in this area and are looking to tap onto it. To enlighten us about some of the issues that are being discussed at the Nampo Festival today and why it feels it's important to attend this festival itself, I'm joined on the line by Jacques Taylor. He's Managing Director at John Deere. Thanks very much for joining us, Jacques. John Deere specializes in things like providing agricultural equipment to the agricultural sector. Just tell us a bit more about John Deere, what it's all about and why this festival is important for you guys to attend.
Yeah, thank you. So John Deere is the world leader in manufacturing and selling of agricultural equipment. We're the leaders in Africa and also in South Africa. We would like to think that we're an aspirational brand. But I think what's more important for us is it's not really the equipment, it's that connection with the customer.
Yes.
We firmly believe in building meaningful relationships. We believe in being part of the journey of each and every customer. And I think the theme for us, especially this week, is around that collective and the benefit of the collective, that additional value that's created when we bring communities, agriculture, governments, private sector around the table.
Yes. So, Jacques, what are the current hot topics that are being discussed at the Nampo Festival currently? I mean, particularly in the South African context.
Yes. I think that the hot topic for us is farm profitability. That for us is maybe the biggest challenge that agriculture has to deal with today. And it's farm profitability due to a number of reasons. It's firstly the drought. I think we're all aware that certain parts of our countries, of the country, is still tied up in a severe drought.
Yes.
And in low commodity prices on the other end. So the whole drive of the industry is to say, how can we improve margins? How can we be a bit more efficient? And how do we make sure that we've got a sustainable sector going forward at these prices and given the lucky conditions that we have to deal with.
Broadly speaking, the African continent has a lot of potential, with many parts of it having arable land that's not yet been exploited. How important is access to finance in being able to unlock the as yet untapped value?
Your finance is a critical component to that. But I think it's also important for us to acknowledge that finance alone is not the solution. And if I have to put myself in the shoes of the financier, you also need to understand what the financier would like to see. So that value chain approach in agriculture is what stands out for us, and that interdependency of players across the value chain, with a bank being part of that value chain.
Yes. So
all of that has to be in sync and in balance. But finance is the key part, assuming the rest of the value chain is intact.
Yeah. So a player like you is obviously a very important part of the value chain. When it comes to John Deere, how do you work with small-scale farmers and enable them to buy the equipment you sell so that they can be empowered and develop? Do you have financial solutions for smaller players that can help, you know, empower them to work on their land and make a living from it?
Yes, we do. But I think what's important is we feel that every small farmer should not own a tractor. That depends on scale. So can you justify that capital investment? What's more important for us is to ensure or to see whether a small farmer can have access to a tractor without necessarily owning it. So the contractor model is a model that we focus on a lot across Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that farmers have access to their tractors. We, as John Deere, we entered into an agreement with a third-party company called Hello Tractor. And I oversimplify this, but it's basically a similar model than Uber, but for tractors.
Oh, wow.
Which we put out there to allow us to connect farmers with tractor owners or tractor operators, just to bring the two closer together.
Sounds very cool.
And part of that is around training from agronomy, operator trainer. We partner with other industry stakeholders like seed and fertilizer companies. We do a number of demo farms or demo plots across Africa just to show the smaller farmer in the communities what is actually doable in the sector.
Tell us about the concept of precision farming, Jacques, and how that can be relevant in the African context.
Yes. So I think the medium-term challenge that agriculture is facing today, and it's a global challenge, is how do we produce more food at an acceptable price without having a negative impact on the environment. And that's where Precision Ag comes into play. To say, if we break this down, so we're dealing with a production issue, we're dealing with an environmental issue, and we're also dealing with a social issue.
Hmm.
So Precision Ag focuses a lot on the production side. So how do we produce more at a lower cost? How do we become a lower cost producer of agriculture, whilst also protecting the environment? So make sure that we only apply fertilizer or chemicals as and when needed, and in the right quantities, so that there's no runoff that might contaminate water, etc. And then when you look at the social issue, is communities today are looking at businesses to say, are you doing things the right way? So is there traceability? And again, coming back to the environment, are you damaging the environment for the future? So Precision Ag also helps us to offer traceability in the market.
Hmm.
So for me, that's an integral part of the business. Agriculture is moving away from being bigger, better, faster, to being more precise, more resilient, and be able to adapt fairly quickly.
Hmm. Jacques, when it comes to the African continent, obviously it's quite a large space to talk about. It's not homogeneous. Let's stick with South Africa. And when it comes to the future of farming, do you see the future being lots of small-scale farmers and maybe a few big heavyweights in the sector? What's your view or vision?
Yeah, how we see the agricultural market in South Africa going forward is, firstly, scale is important. Just to justify your capital investments, et cetera. So you need a certain level of scale in order to make it a sustainable business.
Hmm.
We do see that the sector will transform, and it's important for the sector to transform, but we strongly believe that that should be off the back of growth. So a lot of conversation currently, especially within organized agriculture, agricultural companies, et cetera, is to see whether we can support better exports, export markets, can we have more agro-processing around in order for us to stimulate demand for more primary production.
Hmm.
So we see over the next 3 to 5 years, the focus should be around establishing better markets for agricultural products.
Right.
And off the back of that, support higher levels of primary agriculture.
Hmm. When it comes to the South African land policy, any concerns there, or are you fairly confident that things are going to work out for potential investors and it's not really going to be an issue in the end? Of course, the president has spoken time and time again about how nothing is going to be done that's not within the rule of law.
Sure. I think we're confident. But I think we did see earlier this year that investors' confidence or business confidence was at an all-time low in South Africa. So I think it's really important for the industry to get clarity soon in terms of what does the final land reform policy look like. Again, we're confident that everything is going to work out well, as the president mentioned a couple of times.
Yes.
But I think clarity and firming that up is important to stimulate additional or further investment in the sector.
That was Jacques Taylor. He's Managing Director at John Deere.